Hey, thanks for taking just a moment to watch as we do our very best here at djhorton.org to offer a biblical answer in a brief format to a question people are asking. Here's today's question. Pastor, I'm single. How do I glorify God in my singleness? Big question. This needs to be answered. Often people who are single struggle to find their fit in the church. And I think they have a good case, an argument against much of the programming that churches just like mine offer. We love marriage retreats and marriage conferences and sermons on marriage and family. Sometimes we don't deal with biblical singleness well in completeness. So as a pastor, this is what I would say. If you want to glorify God in your singleness, number one, embrace that you are more to Christ than your marital status. Marital status is important, but it is not the most important thing. The Bible says in Psalm 116, in the presence of God is the fullness of joy. You don't have to be married to enjoy the fullness of God in your life. There's no such thing as a greater dose of the Holy Spirit or more power from God if you're married. God loves the married and the single the same. So find your identity in Christ, not in your marital status. Two, you have to live a life of celibacy and purity. This is one that is foreign to the world. The world just assumes that adults, specifically young adults, are going to be sexually active. Many are, but this disobeys the Word of God. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews that the marriage bed is supposed to be honored by all, not just by husbands or wives, but by everyone. Any sexual relationship outside of a covenant marriage between one man and one woman dishonors God's plan for sex. And so if you are single, you glorify God in your purity and your celibacy. Number three, embrace your singleness as a gift. The Bible calls it a gift. Paul, in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 32, 33, and 34, talks about how a single man and a single woman do not have to be anxious about their spouse. Rather, they can be anxious about the Lord. This is a compliment. He's saying, because you're not burdened to care for a spouse, you're free to do things in the kingdom that you might not otherwise be able to do. So don't look at your singleness as a black eye on your identity or a place you don't want to be. Embrace it as a gift that God has given you. It may not be a permanent gift. You may choose to marry one day. But in this season, serve the Lord now with the freedom of your singleness. Finally, when it comes to wanting to be married, which is not a sinful thing, go be about God's work, growing His kingdom, serving Him, and then He'll provide a helper for you. See, often people think, I need to find a husband. I need to find a wife. And then when I get married, I'll go serve the Lord. I can do this. I can do that. Go do those things. And as you serve the Lord, the front lines of growing God's kingdom is a great place to find a man or a woman for you.